Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Pei Hei, and we are at the Mishnah, 12 lines from the top of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael and the Sunim Batzar of Ashivya. Today's daf is being learned as a schus Rufu Shalema for Rivka Bas Rachel and Le'ilu Nishmas Yaakov Meir Ben Bitzal. So the topic of today's daf is going to be Kinyonim. And this is actually the second foray into Kinyonim that we have here in Perek HaMoicher Sasfina. Earlier in the Perek, right after the three dafin of Rabba Bar Barchana Agadata, the Gemara got into some real heavy lumdisha dafin that relate to Kinyonim. It began with how one acquires a Sfina, and from there it got into different halachas related to Meshicha, Mesira, Hagbah, Simta, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, etc., etc. The Gemara now is going to do the same thing, this time in the context of how one acquires Peiros. So the super brief introduction to today's daf is that our Mishnah is going to discuss three different ways that one can make a kinyan on Metatlan. The first is Meshicha, the second is Hagbah, and the third is Chatzar. Meshicha is when the acquirer takes this item that he wants to acquire and he schleps it into his rishos. Hagbah is when he lifts it. Chatzar is when that item is placed by the makna into his rishos. The halacha is that although most kinyanim involve money, but when the koina gives the makna money, that in and of itself doesn't constitute a kinyan. Now, to be clear, there's a major machlokes amiram, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, primarily in Perek Hazav, but really it's mitsudasa is prusa throughout Shas. And that is whether when we say that kesef is not koina, does it mean even midday raisa it's not koina? Or did Chazal say that it shouldn't be koina? Rabbi Yochanan famously said, dvar toira mois koinas. It's only midday rabbanon that kesef is not koina. According to Reish Lakish, even midday raisa kesef is not koina. But the bottom line is, in the olam ha-maisa, on a rabbinic level, which has the raisa koiches based on hefker bez than hefker, even if the loikeach, even if the koina would give money to the moicher, to the makna, that in and of itself would not constitute a kinyan. You would have to do some other form of kinyan. What type of kinyan? In our sugya, we're going to be discussing three. We're going to be discussing Meshicha, we're going to be discussing Hagbah, and we're going to be discussing Chatzar. Either way, with that very brief introduction, Zokta Mishnah, Moicher Peiros L'Chaveiro, if somebody sells Peiros to his friend, Moshach V'loy Modat, in the event that the Loikeach did Meshicha on the Peiros, but he did not measure yet the Peiros to see how many Peiros he just did Meshicha on, Kana D'Halach is, he's going to be kind of the Peiros. Being that he did Meshicha, Meshicha is a kinyan. It's for that reason he's koina. The Mishnah is saying a chiddush that even though he was loy madad, still the kinyan is a kinyan. Madad v'loy mashach. What would be if the loy keach measured the peiros that he's about to acquire? However, he did not do meshicha loy koina. Then the halach is that the kinyan is not going to be chal. Rashbam speaks that it's the first Rashbam in the sugya that the Mishnah discusses meshicha medida. One thing, however, says the Rashbam is for sure. The Mishnah is talking about where there was already a pisuk damim. What does that mean? It means the buyer and the seller agreed on a price. So they already agreed that the price is going to be X amount of dollars per peiros. What then does the Mishnah mean when it says, was there a medida, was there not a medida? We just don't know how many peiros the lekeach did meshicha. As a result, we don't know how much money he's ultimately going to give him. But that's for certain, says the Rashbam, that the price was set. If the price was not set, we're not having this conversation. Because even if the lekeach would do meshicha, meshicha without medida is nothing. Now, Meshicha without giving the money, that's for sure a kinyan. But Meshicha without the pisuk davim, without making a cheshbin of how much per thing that he was Moshech, he's going to ultimately have to pay, that in and of itself is nothing. And the reason is very balabatish, because we assume that until you know how much you're paying, you don't really have das to be koina. So at the end of the day, kinyanim only work because behind the kinyan, there's das koina, there's das makna. To the extent there was no pisuk davim yet, you know, push comes to shove when it comes to talking tachlis. he might throw out a number that I'm going to be super uncomfortable with as a result. Even though I did the Mashiach itself is nothing. So again, the Mishnah talks about, did you do Mashiach? Did you do Medida? What about Pisuk Damim? Says Rashbam, that's a given. Of course, there was a Pisuk Damim. You don't have to give the money, but you have to agree on a set price. Stating that, says the Mishnah, if you also did Mashiach, even if you didn't do the Medida, so again, what's the significance? So you don't really know how much money you're going to give because you didn't measure, but being that you have a framework, you have a general idea of what it's going to be, you're going to be kind. If you did the medich, but you didn't do the meshich, you're not going to be kind. The Mishnah says, let's say this person is a wise person, okay, meaning he doesn't want to do meshicha because that's a little arduous, it's a little tedious, but he wants to be kind. So the Mishnah says there's an etza, soicheres mekayma. You could always tell the seller that, let me rent the space where the payers are now. You'll rent it for the proverbial dollar, meaning it'll be a very minimal dollar amount. Otherwise, you're not a pikeach. But the point is that you'll rent it for a small dollar amount. It will be yours. And if it's yours, then you'll be able to be kind of the payers with chatzir, which, as we mentioned in the introduction, is another way that a person can be kind of metalton. So the first part of the Mishnah is talking about somebody that acquired payers. What about if somebody acquires pishtan flax? Then the halacha is that meshicha is not kaina, and the way your kaina is if you carry it from point A to point B. Now, very important, Rashbam. The Rashbam says that even though from the Mishnah it sounds like you have to carry it from point A to point B, really you don't have to carry it from point A to point B. All you have to do is carry it, or not even. All you have to do is lift it. And as soon as you lift it, you're going to be kind. Why then does the Mishnah say, Achi al taltaletam yimakim lamakim, dibar hakasiv balashin hoiva? Ordinarily, if you're going to pick up the pishton, you're not just going to pick it up, you're going to pick it to take it wherever you want to take it. But the point that the Mishnah is making is that when someone's kind of payrois, Mishicha works. When someone's kind of pishton, Mishicha doesn't work. You have to do a hagbah. What's the difference? Mashicha, you just schlep it. Hagbah, you actually lift it. And that's the point of Einoi Koina Adche Yitaltalenu, or more accurately, Adche Yagbienu. Im Hoya Mechuba Lekarka, in the event that the pishna was attached to the ground, the Talash Kolshu, and you detached it from the ground, even a little bit, Kana Yekoina, the Rashbam says, B'Gemar Mefarish, the Gemara is going to explain what that last line is. Okay, the Mishnah talked about somebody that's acquiring Peiros and someone that's acquiring Pishton. What does the Mishnah say? When you're acquiring Peiros, the Kinyan is Meshicha or Chatzar. When you're acquiring Pishton, there the Kinyan is Hagbah. Now, the reason that by Peiros you need Meshicha and by Pishton you need Hagbah ostensibly is related to the Metzias of Peiros and the Metzias of Pishton. So the derech of how people were kind of Peiros was b'meshicha, and that's why the Mishnah, when it talks about which form of Kinyan works, it mentions Meshicha. Pishton, the derech is to be kind of with Hagbah, and as a result, when the Mishnah talks about what form of Kinyan works, it's Hagbah. It sounds like from the Mishnah that when it comes to Peiros, it's Meshicha, not Hagbah, and when it comes to Pishton, it's Hagbah, not Meshicha. This will be more the topic of tomorrow's stuff. But the point is, the Mishnah discussed being kind of Peiros, being kind of Pishton, in light of different types of Kinyanim that traditionally work with regards to Metaltalin, namely Meshicha, Hagbah, and Chatzar. Zog de Gemar. Amr Rav Asi, Amr Rav Yechon. Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yechon, Modad, v'hiniach al gabi simta kana. What would be if there's a buyer and a seller, and there's a transaction that's about to take place, and the transaction is going to be the mekach u'memker of Peiros. Okay, and there was a medida, meaning they measured how much Peiros are about to be sold. And they even had a piece of tam, meaning they agreed on a price of how much this is all going to cost. But there was no Mashiach done. Instead, the Meicher took those Peiros and he put the Peiros in a simta. So the Halach is Kana, the Lekeach is going to be Kana. And the reason the Lekeach is going to be Kana is because we view the simta as the chatzer of the lekeach, so that although he didn't do meshicha, he could be koinet with chatzer. So what's a simta? The Rashbam here brings two pshatim of what a simta is. We already saw this earlier in the parak. But le'in yonenu, a simta was tzidei Rosh HaSarabim. So it was an area that was really annexed. It was a little bit of an offshoot of the Rosh HaSarabim. Stating that, it's very different than the Rosh HaSarabim. And that's why in many areas of halacha, we find that a simta is luchud and a Rosh HaSarabim is luchud. The primary difference between the Simta and the Rosh HaSarabim is that in the Rosh HaSarabim, you weren't allowed to just park yourself. So you can just sit down and have lunch and put your kelim down and, you know, park your chamar. That wasn't something that you were allowed to do. In the simta, you were allowed to. And it's for that reason, from a halachic perspective, there's makim to view the simta and the rishus harabim completely differently. A rishus harabim belongs to nobody. And it's for that reason that if you want to use it as your chatza, for example, you wouldn't be allowed to. The simta also belongs to nobody. But being that everyone's allowed to use it, we actually view it as if it belongs to everybody. And it's for that reason, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Madat V'Hiniach, Agabi Simta Kano, because we can view the simta as really being yours. Now, it's everybody's. But I'm part of everybody. And as a result, if I want to use it as my chatzar, that's something that I would be able to do. So nobody would ever say, Madat v'niach al gabi rishos harabim kana. And the reason is because the rishos harabim doesn't belong to the lekech. He can walk there, but he can't really be mishtamish with it, as if it's his chatzar, right? And it's for that reason, it's for sure not going to be his chatzar. However, a simta is different. A simta nobody owns, but you could also look at it as if everybody owns. You have schusei yishtamshes in it, and it's for that reason we could see up a chatzar. And that's exactly what Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Madat v'hiniach agabe simta. Kana amli Rav Zeir, the Rav Asi. Rav Zeir told Rav Asi, tell me, you're saying over in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, madat v'hiniach agabe simta kana, which essentially means that a person can use a simta as his personal chatzar. But Rav Zeir questioned that. He said, Shema lo yishama Rebbe, ela b'moidei l'toich kupasai. Maybe what you really heard from Rabbi Yochanan was that if the moicher was madad and he put the peiros into the kupa of the lekeach in the simta, it's there that the halach is that the lekeach is going to be going. But Enochanami, if he wouldn't have put it into his kupa, he would have merely put it into the simta, then already it would not work. Now, what would be the difference? The difference will be, and this is really going to be the primary topic of the daf, and that is that a person's kupa is his personal possession. And as a result, we can view his kupa, his basket, as if it's literally his chatzar. So Tainas, Reb Zeira to Reb Asa, you're saying over the name Reb Yochanan, Mother Vinei Chagabi Simta Kana. To me, that's a very big chiddush. Shema Leshama Rebbe, Ela B'moidei L'toich Kupasai. He's talking to his Rebbe, and he said it in a very Derech Eretz Tegu way, that maybe what the Rebbe heard was not that the Simta itself is the vehicle to be Kaina, but it's talking about the Kupa of the Lekeach, which in a Simta would be able to work. Now, just to appreciate this a little bit better, we're going to see in the course of the daf that there's a big discussion in the Gemara where the person's kupa could be koine in a rishus harabim. And the pashta says it can't. So really, Rabbi Yochanan would be saying something significant. What he's saying is that although a person's kupa cannot work as his chatzar in a rishus harabim, but in a simta, it could. So for sure, Rabbi Yochanan is saying something about a simta. And he's saying that a simta is more chatzar shaladim than a rishus harabim, based on the fact that you can use the simta as opposed to the rishus harabim. But maybe not ad kedei kach. I think maybe tafastam rubaloi tafasta. Shemaloi shama Rebbe, that the simta itself is the chatzar. Maybe what Rebbe heard was, is that if you would take your kupa in the simta, then azoi vai, being that it's in your kupa and it's in a simta, not in a rishus harabim, then it would work. So the Gemara says, Amale. So Reb Zeira spoke to Reb Asi in a very edel way. Shemalei Shama Rebbe. But Reb Asi didn't respond in the same form. He told him, Domi Haimi Rabbanon could legamri inchi shmaitza. You're asking a kasha as if this is the first halacha you ever heard in your life, and as if this is the first kasha you're ever going to ask. Why? There's no way that's Rabbi Yochanan meant, because Madat Atoich Kupasai Mem Rabbi. What, Rabbi Yochanan needed to tell me that? Did Rabbi Yochanan need to tell me that if somebody has a kupa in a simta and something's placed there, he's going to be koine with his chatzar? It's pashit. It's pashit that a person's kupa is the equivalent of his chatzar, and it's pashit that it should work by a simta. It's a discussion whether it works in a rishus harabim. Good. Rav Asi didn't hear that. And Rav Asi held that it's pashit that if Rabbi Yochanan was saying a chiddush that a person could use a simta to be koine, it didn't mean if his kupa's in the simta. That's too pashit. You don't need Rabbi Yochanan to say that. He must have meant the simta itself. So the Gemara says, kibla minei or loy kibla minei. Was Rav Zeira mekabel what Rav Asi said, or was he not mekabel what Rav Asi said? Meaning, did Rav Zeira walk away from this conversation and say, okay, Rav Asi said, Rabbi Yochanan said the simta itself is koine, must be that's the way it is. Or is he still having hirhurim, shemalei shomai Rebbe, ela b'moidei l'toich kupasai? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a rai. And this rai is not a furish araya, but it's a little bit of a glimmer of it. I'm Rabbi Yani, I'm a Rebbe, because Rabbi Yani said the name of Rebbe, Chatzar HaShutfin, Koinem Zemizeh, that Chatzar HaShutfin can be Koinem Zemizeh, meaning if there's a Moichar and a Lekeach, and they want to make a transaction, and they're making the transaction in a Chatzar that belongs to the two of them, so the halacha is that the Lekeach can use the chatzah shel shutfin in order to be kaina. Now, this is a very good tzushtel to the simta, because the simta is like the chatzah shel shutfin. Now, my love al gabi karka, right? When Rav Yanai said in the name of Rabbi chatzah al shutfin kaina zemizeh, didn't he mean al gabi karka? Now, if he meant al gabi karka, so what do you see? That the chatzah al shutfin works. And if the chatzah al shutfin works, then hu adin, the simta should work. Oh, this is a toshma. This is a toshma. This is where the raya part ends. This is a toshma that Reb Zeira must have been mekabel, Rav Asi said. Ochaiches. First of all, there's no word about Reb Zeira. There's no word about Rav Asi. And better, there's no mention of Rabbi Yochanan here. He's the Bala member that we're trying to figure out what he said or didn't say. There's not even a mention of Simta. Good. We're telling you too, Chatzah Shutfin to Simta. But what would be the raya? So the Rashbam gives us a little bit of a history course. The Rashbam says that Rabbi Yanai was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe. And being that Rabbi Yanai was Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, at some point, Reb Zeira must have heard what Rabbi Yanai said. And if Rabbi Yanai said this, Reb Zeira probably said, then Rabbi Yochanan probably also said that. Because the Talmud usually follows the Rebbe. And being that the Talmud usually follows the Rebbe, if Rabbi Yanai said, Chatzar HaShutfin Koinim Zem Mizeh, my love agabi karka, not only Chatzar HaShutfin Huadin Simto, and not only Rabbi Yanai, so to Rabbi Yochanan. And if that's the case, it's a mefurisha sort of Rabbi Yochanan, like Rav Asi said, and that would be a toshma that it's mistabed that Rav Zeira was makabel. But the Gemara says the whole thing is not muchach, because loy l'toichku pasay. Although it's Rav Yanai, who's Rav Yechanan's Rebbe, and although Chatzar HaShutfin is a tushtel to Simta, but doesn't say that it was like Gabi Karka. Maybe it was l'toichku pasay. Meaning, just like Rav Zeira is saying that Rav Yechanan's mother v'nicha Gabi Simta kanim is in the kupa, maybe this halach is the same thing. Chatzar HaShutfin kanim zem is when it's in the kupa. And hachinami mistabed, it's actually mistabed that way. Dom Rav Yaakov, Rav Yechanan. This is again Rav Yechanan. Rav Yaakov said, in the name of the great Rav Yechanan, mother v'nicha Gabi Simta loy kana, that if somebody's mother, the moicher, and he was in niach al Gabi Simta, you're not koin a kasha na dadi. It's a steer between the two members of Rav Yechanan, right? This is clear. Rav Asi, Rav Yechanan, mother v'nicha Gabi Simta kana. Rav Yaakov, Rabbi Yochanan, v'niach agabi simto loykano. Isn't it a stira? Elav shmami no kam b'moided l'toich kupas and kam b'moided agabi karka. Must be that one is talking about where you put it directly on the karka, then you're not koino. When did Rav Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, say mother v'niach agabi simto kano? It's talking about when you put it in the kupa, which was what Rav Zeira wanted. So not only do we not have a toshma that Rav Zeira was makabo, Rav Asi said, in fact, there's a hochinami mistabra like what Rav Zeira is questioning, and that is Rabbi Yochanan meant it dafka when you put it b'toich kupas. He's talking about another toshma. Modad v'loy mashach loy kana. The Mishnah said that in the event that somebody's selling peres l'chaveiroi, mashach v'loy modad kana. You did the Mashiach. Now I'm kidding, you didn't do the Medita. But Madat v'loy Mashach, loy kana, there you're not going to be kana. So the Gemara says, my lab the simta, aren't we probably talking about where it was in a simta? Okay. And if it's in a simta, what do you see? You see that you still have to do Mashiach. The question is, why do you have to do Mashiach? Let the simta itself be the way that you're kaina. So afraid the Gemara that from the fact that the Mishnah says, Madad v'loy mashach loy kana, and the simta itself doesn't make the kinyan. You need to do a Mashiach. That's a raya. Simta is not kinyan, but the Gemara says, Leib Shus HaRabim. Who said the Mishnah is talking about in a simta? Maybe the Mishnah is talking about in a Shus HaRabim. And as we mentioned earlier, for sure in a Shus HaRabim, you're not going to be able to be kinyan. But the Gemara says, Yochi, but sorry, a Mereisha. What did the Reisha say? Mashach v'loy modad kana. If you did Mashiach, but you didn't do Medida, then you are going to be kinyan. Now, if the Seifa, meaning Mada v'loy Mashach, is in a Shus HaRabim, then Mashach v'loy modad is also in a Shus HaRabim. So basically, you're telling me if you do Mashiach in a Shus HaRabim, you're kinyan. Fake the Gemara, Mashiach v'loy Shus HaRabim, me kanya. Could you do Mashiach? Both said, Mesira, Koina, Bishus Arabim, Ubechatsa, Shaina, Shalshneim. Mesira is Koina, handing over the reins of an animal, in a Rishus Arabim, and in a Chatsa that belongs to nobody. Meshicha, Koina, Besimta, Meshicha works in a Simta, Ubechatsa, Shehit, Shalshneim, Vahagba, Koina, Bechalmaka. But the bottom line is, you see that Meshicha does not work in a Rishus Arabim. It only works in a Simta, and a Chatsa, Shehit, Shalshneim. So the Sefer, the Mishnah, can't be talking about Rishus Arabim, because that would force the Reisha also to be talking about a Rishus Arabim. The Reisha says, no. La'olam, the Mishnah is talking about a Rishus HaRabim, and my Moshach Nami Diktani, when the Mishnah says, Moshach V'loy Madad Yekoina, you know what it means, Rishus HaRabim Nesimta. It's talking about where you did Mashiach from the Rishus HaRabim into the Simcha. It's meaning, everything is happening right now in the Rishus HaRabim. Moshach V'loy Madad Kono, when you schlepped it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Simcha, because again, the Simcha is like your Rishus, Madad V'loy Moshach, you're not going to be Koina. I be Koina with the etzem rishus harabim. No, rishus harabim doesn't have the ability to be kind. But the Gemara says, "Yehachi ein basneif." I have another problem. The Mishnah said, in the event that this buyer is a smart person, soicher es mekayim. I mean, if you don't want to do meshicha, just rent the place. Now, if we're talking about rishus harabim, that's the akimto. Mi man agar, who are you going to rent the rishus harabim from? The Gemara says, "Yehachi kama im rishus bailim hi im hayepikeach soicher es mekayim." That part of the Mishnah is talking not talking about rishus harabim. That part of the Mishnah is talking about where is rishus bailim and you're a pikeach. So then the loch is soicher es mekayim. Look at the last line in the Rashbam says that even though it's a little all over the place, the Mishnah, right? Mashach means from the Rishus HaRabim into the Simta. Madavalei Mashach means in the Rishus HaRabim. V'mhoye pikeach soiches mekoimam is in the event that it wasn't even starting in the Rishus HaRabim, it was Rishus Bailam. But the Rashbam says it's fine because umishpete kniya bala hashmiyeinu. We're just coming to teach us different halachas of kinyana. Meshicha works from Rishus HaRabim into a Simta. Medida itself doesn't work, but only in Rosh Hashanah, because if it's in a simta, then maybe you have Rabbi Yochanan's halacha, and there's something called Kinyan Chatzer, and you could just pay the proverbial dollar and be kind. These are all good halachas to know. Mishpatei Akniya, so the fact that it's not Bechadam Machta in terms of location, that in and of itself is not the end of the world. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf. And the topic of that first part was whether or not a person can use a simta as a chatzer in order for him to be kind of something. So chatzeri shaladam is kind of like, even kalev shaladam is kind of like. The question is, what about a simta? And really by extension, what emerged from the Gemara is a chatzer shal shutfen, where the buyer and the seller are partners in this chatzer right now. Could you use that as your chatzer, or could you not use that as your chatzer? That was the topic of the first part of the daf. It all began with a memra that Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Madat v'hiniach al gabi simta kana, which is mashma, that you could be kana. The reason it wasn't 100% clear, the reason it's mashma, not meforish, is because you could always say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan was talking about where it was put al kalponim in the kupa of the lekeach. The kupa in and of itself is a kinyan, meaning it's his chatzer. The kupa in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim doesn't work, so maybe Rabbi Yechon was coming la'ashmi'in on that the kupa in the simta would work. Regardless, that is the first part of today's daf. Moving along. Rav Ushmul the Amri Chavai. Rav and Shmuel both said, Kelev shel adam kainalai b'chol makayim chutz mir Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This halacha that we just said. A person's kelev can be kaina b'chol makayim, everywhere. Now, we're going to see, and the Rashbam speaks it out right away, that in the next part of the daf, it's not going to be pashat that Kalev shel adam is kind of like b'chol makim, chutz mir Rosh Hashanah. But for now, let's just take those words at face value. Kalev shel adam, says Rav and Shmuel, are kind of everywhere, with the exception of a Rosh Hashanah. So a person's keli could be his chatzer, doesn't matter where the keli is, as long as it's not in a Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yechim Rishlakish Dami Shavai, Yechim Rishlakish both said, I feel the Rosh Hashanah. Then no, Kalev shel adam is kind of like even in Rosh Hashanah. So at first glance, this is a major machloikis amayiran, right? We always say the names matter. It's Rav and Shmuel on one side, and it's Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the other side. So usually it's Rav against Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. But here, Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Chavayu, the two G'dayli Bavel, and Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, the Amri Chavayu, the two G'dayli Eretz Yisrael, and they're fighting it out. According to Rav and Shmuel, Kalev shel adam is kind of like b'chol makim, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah. According to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, no, even in Rosh Hashanah. Amr Rapap, Rapap said like pligi, that even though it sounds like there's a machloik, there's really no machlik. It's kam b'shus harabim, kam b'simta. Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is definition of Rishus HaRabim in their respective members. Again, they're saying their halach is hundreds of miles apart from each other. Right? This shir is happening in Hardon. This shir is happening in Mishlaim Rakhoidish. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Tveria. Right? That's where that's happening. Two different parts of the world. And when they said the word Rishus HaRabim, they meant something else. Rav and Shmuel, when they said Rishus HaRabim, they meant real Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah of Masechta Shabbos fame, of Erevin fame. They're talking about a real bona fide Rosh Hashanah. When Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish used the word Rosh Hashanah, they meant an area that's not your personal property. But they meant simta, they dafke didn't mean the real Rosh Hashanah. That's what Rapapa is saying. So Rapapa was an oyster shalom throughout Shas, by the way. So he said, kam Rosh Hashanah and kam be simta. Says the Gemara, but my call Rosh Hashanah. So why would Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish refer to a simta as a Rosh Hashanah? She'ain a Rosh Hashanah, because it's not your typical Rosh Hashanah. But again, everybody holds Kalev Shaladim is kind of like b'chal makin, le rabbi simta. However, not in a regular Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, "Okay, it's actually mistaber that way." The Amar Abavo, Amar Reb Yoichanan. Again, it's Reb Yoichanan. Kalev Shaladim Koyne Lebichal Mokoyim Sheyesh Loi Rishus Lahanichoy. Any place that you have Rishus to put these things that you want to be Koyne. So there, the halach is that your Kali could be Koyne. So if I have permission to put down my Kali in this place, then my Kali can operate as a chotzer in that place. And what we learn from there is Yesh Loi Rishus in. Ain loy rishus loy shmami no that what that rishus rabban doesn't work because rishus rabban is a place that you don't have a right to put your kelim. As a result, you see mafurish Rabbi Yochanan said that rishus rabban doesn't work. I Rabbi Yochanan shalkes dami chavayu afilu rishus rabban must be. What does rishus rabban mean? Symptom of my call the rishus rabban she'en rishus hayachid zok the gemar toshemats. Again, what's the shaila? The shaila over here is whether kelim shal adam is koinoloy. Rishus rabban or it's not koinoloy rishus rabban. It's for sure koinoloy in the symptom. That's not a question. The question is whether or not it's koine rishus haram. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya from the following brisa. Arba midos b'moichrim. There are four midos as it relates to moichrim. Now, what exactly the four midos are? So obviously the brisa is about to present, stating that when we finish the brisa, if you take a look at the Rashbam, you'll see the Rashbam is going to be a little faplanted in terms of what exactly the four midas are. Not that the Rashbam is faplanted, but the Rashbam is going to tell you that the Brais is a little bit faplanted. It's not going to be so clear, so we'll learn the Rashbam inside as a recap of just the words of the Braisa to see what the Arba midas are. But for now, we have Amun and Betochen that the Brais is going to present to us four midas, what they are. There's going to be a lot going on here. So the Brais says as follows. There are four midas when it comes to Meichrim. By the way, we had in our Mishnah, right? It's a play on words. Arba midas b'Meichrim, but it's not the same Arba midas. Actually, Nismalo Mida lemoicher, meshenis mala, mida lelekech. So we're talking about where there's a moicher and there's a lekech. And there's some transaction that's about to take place, payros, and they're measuring right now. And the question is whether or not this keli that's being used to measure is the keli of the moicher or it's the keli of the lekech. So the Braisa says, it depends. Actually, Nesmala, if the measuring has not been completed yet, meaning you didn't finish filling up this measuring cup, then Lamoicher, then we assume that the owner of the Keli is the Moicher. Once it's filled up, then already it belongs to the Lekech. Now, if you would stop right here, you would say, so you're trying to figure out who owns it? I don't know. Who owns it, right? Does it belong to the Moicher? Does it belong to the Lekech? Why does it depend on whether it's filled or it's not filled? So you have to read the Brais of Ait. When is this true? It's talking about really it belonged to nobody. What happened was the Moicher and the Lekech went to Zaman and they asked the third Yid, Rabid, we want to make a transaction. We have to have a Mida in order to be able to measure. Would you please loan us your Mida? He said, isn't that? So the question is, who's the shayl? Is the moicher the shayl or is the lekech the shayl? They really borrowed it together. So actually, in the smala, we see the moicher as being the shayl. Thus, it's kalev shal moicher. Misha in the smala, we see the lekech as being the shayl. And as a result, it's going to be kalev shal lekech. Says the Braisa, again, this is true, b'midah she'en shal shneim. That's when we work with this cheshben. Avolim hoisa midah shal echad mehem. But let's say the midah really belonged to one person, meaning they're not borrowing it from a third person. It belongs either to the meicher or to the keach. Then rishon kana. Then rishon is kana. Says the Rashbam, what does it mean, rishon kana? Very simple. Whatever is in the keli of the meicher is the meicher. And if it is, and if it really belonged to the Lekeach, whatever was put into the Keli of the Lekeach is now considered to be in the Keli of the Lekeach. So again, it's a little bit of a funny lush and reach and kind of, but the Rashbam says it means what you think it means. It means that if it's in the Keli of the Meicher, okay, so as long as it's in that Keli, it never transferred in any way, shape, or form into the Lekeach. If it's the Keli of the Lekeach, then as soon as it's put there, we have to dehair that it's really in the Keli of the Lekeach. Zok the Brais Nevaita Medvar Mamurim. When is this true? Everything that we just mentioned, the way the Rashbam explains specifically, that it matters whether the Keli is in the possession of the Lekeach, because the Lekeach could be Koina with his Keli. Meaning, why do we care if the Keli belongs to the Meicher or belongs to the Lekeach? Obviously, there's some significance. Who cares? Pashut, who cares? Oh, the teretz is everything we saw up until this point, because there's a concept that a person can be koina together with his kalim. So that's what you have to know. So if it belonged to a shlish and they borrowed it, once it's nismala, it's in the kalim of the lekeach. Oh, the lekeach can be koina now, because kalim shaladam is koina loy b'chal makim, right? There's an idea that a person's kalim can be koina. If it didn't belong to a shlish, then, I don't know, if it belongs to the lekeach, then, yeah, rishon kana. As soon as you put the first fruit in it, he already could be kana, right? As opposed to the, if it belongs to the meicher, you're not going to be kana anything. So says the b'raisa of a medvar mamurim, that the lekeach could be kana with his keli, which is the whole purpose and tayelos of this b'raisa. That is true b'rishus harabim, in the event that this is in a rishus harabim, u'b'chatzir she'enu shal shneim, or it's in a chatzir she'enu shal shneim, abel b'rishus moicher, but let's say it would be in the rishus of the moicher, loikana, at that point, the lekech would not be able to be koina, adshi akbiyena, unless he would do a proper akba, oishi yitzienem rishusai, or he would do a meshicha. But the point is that the only time the kalim of the lekech would be kaina is if it's in either a rishus harabim or it's in a chatzir she'enu shel shneim. As opposed to what? As opposed to it being in the rishus of the meicher, then you would have to have agba, or then you would need atshi yitzienu mishusai. Now the truth is, if we stop right here, you already have a tashma, because it's mefurish in the braisa that kalim shel adam is kaina afilu b'rishus harabim. But anyway, we'll get back there. B'rishus lekeach, what would be if the kalim is in the rishus lekeach? Then kibush kibol all of meicher kana lekeach. As soon as the meicher is mekabel to be maknet, at that point the lekeach is automatically going to be kaina. Now, is it talking about where it's in the keli of the lekeach, or is it talking about where it's in the keli of the meicher? Right here, it's not clear. It just says b'rishus lekeach. Is it a third person? Is it the meicher? Is it the lekeach? Up until this point, we're getting very granular, trying to figure out who owns the keli. Here, we don't even say a word about it. B'rishus lekeach, kimen shekibel al meicher kana lekeach. The Gemara at the end of the sugya is going to discuss this. B'rishus hala hamufkadim etzlei. What would be if these peiros were in the rishus of a shlish? It was in the rishus of a shomer pekadin. So then the halacha is loikana achi yikabel olav oy achi yiskar es mekayma. So then the halacha is that the kinyan would not be able to take place with the kalim unless the shomer pekadin, that person, would be mekabel on himself to be miyachid or rishus inside his own rishus for the loikeach. Or if the lekeach will rent a space from that shlish, then he'll be able to get it. And really, the short explanation for this line is that we view the rishus of the shomer pekadin like the rishus of the meicher. And just like when it comes to the rishus of the meicher, so you can't be koina with the kalin, right? That's what it sounded like. Lekona achi akbiyena oishi yitzienem rishusai. So this is really the same thing. Lekona achi kabalol of ayach yiskos mekoimen. Rather, there we're talking about Meshich and Agbah. Here you're talking about Kinyan Chatzar, but it's the same difference. The point is, we look at the Rishus of the Shomer as being really the Rishus of the Meicher, and you can't be kinder with Kalim over there. You would have to be kinder with a regular bona fide Kinyan. Either way, the Brice said again, Arba Midas B'Meicher, and then it said like a lot of things, right? Which is where the Ktsas Gimgum is in terms of trying to figure out what the Arba Midas are. So the Rashbam brings two pshatim that he saw as it relates to what the Arba Midas are. The pshat that the Rashbam prefers is a pshat that he said he has a smach midivrei Rabbeinu Zikni Menuchas Kvoide, referring to Rashi HaKadosh. So we'll read the Rashbam inside. So the Rashbam is on the second of the intermediate lines. Umahein Arba Midas. So what exactly are the four midos? Dalid chalukin shel dinim shechalukin zamizeh. It's four really categories of halach. The Elohim. Mida she'ena shel shneim, b'rishus harabim, u'b'chatzer she'ena shel shneim. If you have a mida, a measurement, that doesn't belong to any one of them, if it's in a rishus harabim, or if it's a chatzer she'ena shel shneim, the amrinam ba, right, that was the first opening salvo of the Braisa, actually nismalas hamida lemeicher, mishen nismalas hamida delekech. Harei achas, Dr. Eshpan. That's number one. Mida shel echad mehen, in the event that the mida belongs to one of them, so then the halacha is rishon kana, then you don't have to fill it up. As soon as something gets placed in already, like, yeah, it's going to be kana. If it belongs to the moich, you're not going to get anything. Harei shtayim, then you're going to have number two. And by the way, this was also only if it's in a rishus harabim, that's what it sounded like from the braisa, or it's a chatzah she'en ishul shneim. Rishus lekeach, miyad kishakib al moicher kana, harei gimel. If it's in the rishus of the lekeach, as soon as the meicher is mekabel on himself that he is selling, at that point, the lekech is going to be kind. Right? That was number three. Now, we didn't know whose kalim is in it. The Gemara is going to talk that through. Rishus meicher, v'rishus nifgat, if it's in the rishus of the meicher, or it's in the Rishus of the Nifkad, which we spoke at in the Daf, is really one and the same, even though they weren't bunched together. But we said that they're viewed as being one and the same. The Kamafarish Behendin Agba, Vahitza, Kabbalah, Vesheiris, right? The Rishman puts all four of these options together. Harei Dala, that's going to be number four. And then he says, Vesmach Matzalsik Libedivir Rabbeinu Zikni Menuchas Vaida. But the bottom line is, these are the Arba Midois Bemachim. Zok Tigmar Ketani Miyo. What do we need from this Bryce? We need Ein Zach. We need Bershus Arabin Ubechotzer She'eno Shel Shneem. What we need is that the Bryce says, Mefurish, that Kelov Shel Adam is Koinoloi. Bershus Arabin Ubechotzer She'eno Shel Shneem. Right, it was Mefurish in the Bryce. My Lab Bershus Arabin Mamish. Now, it's Mefurish, but it's not so mefurish. Why? Because we saw already that the word Rishus HaRabim maybe sometimes can be a symptom. So the Gemara reads it eyes. The Gemara is a little insecure at this point because the Gemara chaps a little where this is going. And by the way, that's where it's going. So the Gemara says, "My lab Rishus HaRabim, mamish loy symptom." It doesn't mean a real Rishus HaRabim. What it means is a symptom. Faith in Gemara. I don't love that so much. You know why? Because Vadumi the Chatzah Shein Shal Shneim Kadani. Because here it said Rishus HaRabim and Chatzah Shein Shal Shneim, and it sounds like they're one and the same. Ma Chatzah Shein Shal Shneim Nami. I mean, it's one and the same. Now, what's a chatzah she'ein shel shneim? A chatzah she'ein shel shneim is a chatzah that belongs to nobody. And that's for sure not a simta, right? A chatzah shel shneim would be the equivalent of the simta. The chatzah she'ein shel shneim is the equivalent of the rishus ram. Right, chatzah shel shneim, they both have rishus, like in the simta. The chatzah she'ein shel shneim, none of them have rishus, like in the rishus ram. So, l'chura, this rishus ram probably is a real rishus ram because it was juxtaposed with the chatzah she'ein shel shneim. But the Gemara says, no, my chatzah she'ein shel shneim, nami, deloi, haikula, veloi, dehaikula, elodetravai. What it means is that it belongs to both of them. So again, rishus ram doesn't mean rishus ram, it means simta, and chatzah she'ein shel shneim doesn't mean that it belongs to none of them, but fakir. It means that it belongs to both of them. What does it mean? It's initial shneim. It means that neither one of them owns it 100%. But really, each one is a shotif. So again, this sounded like a good raya. But at the end of the day, we do not have a good raya. Zok tigamar vayta. Boy minei Rav Sheshes mei Rav Huna. Rav Sheshes asked Rav Huna the following question. And this is really the third part of the daf. Kelev shalei keach b'shus moicher. Kona lei keach oylai. So again, this last discussion was, Kelev shel Adam koinu lebechal makayim? What about Rishus HaRab? So, it sounded at first glance, it was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel on the one hand, Rav and Shlokesh on the other hand. Mara said, no. Lo'ilam, everybody holds Rishus HaRab doesn't work. Then we thought we had a mefurish, a braisa that says that everyone holds Rishus HaRab does work, and the Gemara not that at all. So what emerged is that Kelev shel Adam does not work in Rishus HaRab, and we even know this far. Rabbi Yochanan explained it, and one of the members that the Gemara brought, because the only time you can use a chatzir is if you have, or your keli as a chatzir, if you have Rishus to put your keli there. But if you're not Rishus to put your keli there, then you won't be able to use it at a chatzir. So here's the question. Kelev shel Keach Rishus Moicha. Would that work or would that not work? And again, from the line of Rav and Shmuel, Kelev shel Adam koinu lebechal makom chutz mishus HaRab. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Kelev shel Adam koinu lebechal makom afilu mishus HaRab. It certainly sounds like it works afilu mishus Meicher. Stating that, as we mentioned then, we'll see in Behemshech HaGemara, it's not so pashut, this is where we're saying it. So again, Rav Sheshes asked Rav Huna, does the Lekeach Kelev work in the mishus Meicher, or does it not? Now, what's the Shaila? What are the two tzadim in the Chakira, right? So the Rishpam says that the Tzadim are as follows. Kono loikeach, ki ilu nasan l'toich rishus ha'isha loikeach, oy loikona, the rishus ikir, v'akli batal l'gabi ha'rishus. It could be that when there's a keli in a rishus, so the keli is batal to the rishus. And if the keli is batal to the rishus, so then you wouldn't be able to use keli. So keli in the rishus of the meicher, you can't see up the keli as it being an independent rishus, being that it's in the rishus of the meicher. And it's for that reason it's not going to work. Now, why is simta different? Okay, so we have to work that through. But for now, the shaila of the Gemara is whether or not Kelev shalokeach b'shus moicher is kana or loy kana. The way the Rashbam explains it is simply based on the shaila. Do we see the keli as being bottled to the rishus and the moicher? If that's the case, you can't have a chatzer in the rishus and the moicher or not. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rafuna Tov Rav Sheshes Tini Sua. It's a mefurisha Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Perakaz Zoyrek, in Mesachtes Gittin, Zork Lolotay Cheiko. If the man would take the get, he would throw it into his wife's lap, or into her basket. The halacha is the get is going to be chal, and the reason is it says in the Torah, "Because of the sefer krusis v'nasam biyata and zarkalo l'toich cheka or l'toich kalta." That in of itself is going to be okay. Oh, what do you see from here? Kalev shalikach is kind of b'shus meicher, which I is. Where do you see this over there? So the beer in the Gemara is because we're assuming that when this happened, it probably happened in the Rishus of the Baal. Why? Because really, the woman probably lives in her husband's house. He owns everything, right? This is like Nechsem Aluga, Nechsetzem Barzel 101. So he probably owns the Rishus. If he owns the Rishus and he's throwing it, it's probably not talking about an Asimta or something like that. So that's probably where it happened. And you see, let's focus on that. That's a Keli. And you see, still the Allah is, now raise him a Gureshes. I'm with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, my time of Posh the Slama Ahis. Rav Nachman heard what Rav Huna said. And he said, what? You're being Poshit, Rav Sheshes is Ibaya from that Mishnah. Don't be poisoned from there. You should know that there were 100 blows that were hit on that raya with an uchla. So what's an uchla? So it's interesting. Pun intended. An uchla, the Rashbam says, is a mishkal. It's one of the mishkalis that was used to measure. Okay, it's just like a pun in the sugya. But the bottom line is that, that's not a raya. Everyone knows that mishnah and everyone knows there's no raya over there. In fact, there's 100 hakoyas on that Mishnah. Now the Gemara is not going to mention 100, but the Gemara is going to mention a few. I'm going to be the Shmuel number one. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel Bahusha is Kalta Tuyaba. That whole Mishnah was talking about where this Kalta was attached to the woman. It wasn't just attached, but it wasn't even being schlepped on the ground. Meaning she was standing, she had this Kalta, and it's hanging in the air. So it's true, it's Birshus. It's Birshus Meicher, but it's not on the ground. And being that it's not on the ground, Rashbam's Lashon is, V'lokach koino lakalta, d'domi lehagba. Because being that it's suspended in the air, we view it as hagba. Reish Lakish Amir, Reish Lakish said, Kshura, V'afal pishen etuyaba. He had a different mahalach. He said it was talking about where it was attached to her. It was physically tied to her. So being that it was tied to her, even though it was not tuyaba, it was literally schlepping on the ground. A bedosa lane that it was kshura was enough. Revata barahava, amak gon shahoisa kaltum unachas la ben yurei chayseh. It's talking about where she was sitting and he threw it between her thighs. And being that he threw it in that area, so it's for that reason it's good. What's the svara? So the Rashbam says that the svara is that a husband is for sure not makbid that his wife, who's sitting in his rishos, should have some shlita and some bailus in that area that she's sitting. So the reason that it wouldn't work is because it's in the rishos of the meicher. Now, if the meicher would give rishos to the lekeach, he would be maskid a makim or even lend a makim. That in and of itself would be okay. There's an assumption that Ben Yerei Chayseh, at the very least, he's mashal to her. If that's where the kalta was, so that's an area that, although it's Bershus the Meicher, but it's as if she borrowed the Rishus, it's really as if it's in her Rishus, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Rav Shasha Beder of Ami Yomek, you're going to Shahoisna, Baila Meicher Kaltas. It's talking about where the husband used to sell kaltas. That was his geschäft. He used to sell these baskets, and her basket was in that place where he used to sell the baskets. It's the same svara. We assume that for sure he gives her rishus to put the basket there, and as a result, it's as if it's really Caleb Shalekeach, Birshus Shalekeach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mokim Cheka Kanila, Mokim Kalta Kanila. Stamazah, you don't have to say it's Ben Yerei Chayseh. A husband doesn't mind. Her place, wherever she is, whether it's her basket, whether it's her begodim, that area is something that he's always makna. The bottom line is, in that area, it's always going to be okay. The Gemara says, "Oh my Rabbi, Rabbi said my time to Rabbi Yechon." It's interesting. The Rabbi explained only Rabbi Yechonon. Fisha ina the mak, but loy amokim cheka, for loy amokim kalta. But the bottom line is, said the Gemara, that Rav Sheshes asked Rav Huna Kedel Shalakech Bishos Meicher Kana Lekech Hayloi. So he told him back to Nisua. By the way, it's usually the opposite, right? You have throughout Shas where they're asking Rav Sheshes a shayla, and Rav Sheshes is the Sinai who always says to Nisua. So here, Rav Huna is literally beating Rav Sheshes at his own game, right? He tells Rav Sheshes to Nisu, but now you know what Rav Sheshes, the Sinai, did in Shtal Dusu. Why not? Because it was literally machula meyo uchli ba'uchla. Because it's five different akimtas, Gemara sounds like 100, but five different akimtas that we literally, the Fum Riyata threw out there, where our Mishnah in Masechtes Gittin and Perek HaZoyrek would really not be a tzushal. Either way, so we'll left with the Shaila. Again, what's the Shaila? Kelev shalekech, b'shos meicher, kano lekech, aloi kano lekech. So the Gemara says, elo pashal amiha. You can't bring your raya from the Mishnah in Perek HaZoyrek, but I think maybe you could be pushed from the Braisa. Which Braisa? The one that we saw in Amid Aleph that discussed the Arba Midas b'moicher. What did it say in the Braisa? B'shos meicher, loy kano, ad sheyak b'yena, oy sheyaytziyena b'shusay. Now, the way the Rashbam counted the four Midas, this was half of the fourth Midah, right? So the fourth Midah is when it's in the Rishus of the Meicher, and the Adalach is, you're not koina with your Kalim. The only way you can be koina is if you do a Hagbah, or a Now says the Gemara, my love, Caleb de Lekeach. It sounds like he can't ever be Kaina, even with Caleb Shalekeach. Ah, it's Mefurish. Shmack. What was the fourth Midah? The fourth Midah was, since the Rosh Hashanah Meicha, you're not being Kaina with Caleb. That's what it sounds like. You can't be Kaina. Why not? I thought Caleb Shalekeach is Kaina B'chamach. Oh, the Teretz is not in the Rosh Hashanah Meicha. So the Gemara says, this is for sure a good right. And what's the Svara, by the way? Let's just speak this out, because it's going to play itself out in the next line. What's the Svara? The Svara must be because the Kaili is bottled to the Rishos. And if the Rishos is Rishos Meicher, then the Kaili itself is not going to work. But the Gemara says, Loi, B'Kaleiv the Meicher. Loilam, I'll tell you that it's talking about B'Kaleiv the Meicher. So the fourth Midah is that where it's Kaleiv Shel Meicher, then Rishos Meicher, it's not going to work. Now the truth is, if it's Kaleiv Shel Meicher, even not Rishos Meicher, it's not going to work. That doesn't sound like such a good Midah. Like, there's not so much to work with over here. What am I taking home with me, right? It sounds like a little bit too sussing. The Gemara is going to talk it through. But the point that says the Gemara, La'olam, maybe that Midah is talking about where it was Caleb Shalmeicher. And if it's Caleb Shalmeicher, that's why it's not going to work. But La'olam, what? Let's have the Cheshbon. If it would have been Caleb Shalmeicher, Rishos Meicher, you wouldn't say that the Kaili is bottled to the Rishos, and it really would work. But the Gemara says, if that's the case, Midah Reisha be Caleb the Meicher, Snefanami be Caleb the Meicher. If that's the case, meaning if that Midah, which we're referring to the Reisha, even though the Rashbam called it as the fourth Midah, right? Because it was a little fragmented in the Braisa. But if the Reisha is talking about Caleb the Meicher, then the Seifa, the third Midah, is also talking about Caleb the Meicher. Ema Seifa, what was the third Midah? Rishus Lekeach. If it's in the Rishus of Lekeach, keep it, keep it all of Meicher. Kana Lekeach. That as soon as the Meicher is Mekabel, at that point, Kana Lekeach. Now, all that Midah said is that it was in the Rishus of the Lekeach. If you're telling me that the fourth Midah is Caleb the Meicher, then this Midah is probably also Caleb the Meicher. So what's the kasha? The Ibe Caleb the Meicher, if it's in the Kaili of the Meicher, Amai Kana Lekeach, who cares it's in the Rishos of Lekeach? It's Caleb the Meicher. If it's Caleb the Meicher, you ain't being Kaina. You can't be Kaina with Caleb the Meicher. Ah, you'll tell me, but it's in the Rishos of Lekeach. First of all, it's Caleb the Meicher. And besides, if you hold that Caleb de Lekeach is kind of Rishos Meicher, why? Because we look at the Kaili, not the Rishos that it's in, then for sure Caleb de Meicher, Rishos Lekeach, shouldn't work because you have to look at the Kaili and not the Rishos that it's in. But the Gemara says, no, it's not a Kasha. Sefer, us on the Caleb de Lekeach. That Sefer, which is the third Midah, is really talking about where it's Caleb de Lekeach, and that's why it works. Says the Gemara, my Pascha, it doesn't make any sense. So you're telling me that really, the Shus Meicher, Shus Lekeach, is not so much the Inyan. What really matters is whose Kaili is it in. And when we say that Rishus Lekeach works, it means Caleb the Lekeach. And when we say that Rishus Meicher doesn't work, it's talking about Caleb the Meicher. So like, why would you establish the Midas in a way that requires this Akimta? It takes away from the practicality of the Midah, and in general, it's just a very dachuk tega akimta. This is talking about this, and that's talking about that. So the Gemara says, no, it's not dachuk at all. Because stam de mils, again, we live in a whole different world, but if you lived in the shuk of all these things, you would say, no, this is the way it played itself out every day. Bei meicher, money de meicher. When the transaction took place in the Rishos of the meicher, it usually was happening with the kalim of the meicher, because there, the money, the meicher is shchichi, and that's probably what they're being used. Be'ilakech, money lakech shchichi. As opposed to over there, it's probably the kalim of the lakech. I mean that it's probably the kalim of the lakech. So it's for that reason we make that a kimt. If you look at the Rashbam, the last Rashbam, umeshani stam of the mils, not the last Rashbam of the yom, the last Rashbam of the sugya, about 12 lines from the bottom. V'hainu shtayim midos midalad midos shel meicher. And really, this concludes the havana of those latter two of the four midas of the meicher. The hachi kamar. And this is really the way the midas manifest themselves. Rishus meicher, if it's in the rishus of the meicher, lo'olam lo'yikna lo'ikeach ki'im behagba. Why are we saying that? Not because Caleb shalakech doesn't work rishus meicher, but mishum de derech limdoi chan be Caleb the meicher. I mean that's the derech, so therefore the time of the Braisa was establishing that midah in the way it usually is. So if it's in the Rishus of the Meicher, it's probably the Kalim of the Meicher. If it's the Kalim of the Meicher, this is the way it's going to be. Now, what if it's the Kalim of the Lekeach? It could be Kalim of the Lekeach is going to work. But usually, Stam of the Milsa, it's Mani the Meicher, and as a result, that's the way it's going to be. Ula Oilam Rishus Lekeach, and as it relates to the Rishus of Lekeach, Koina be Kabbalas Meicher, there it works how with the kelim of the lekeach, because for sure, b'shus lekeach, kelim the lekeach works. And oh, and by the way, b'shus lekeach, kelim the meicher is not going to work, because if kelim the lekeach works b'shus meicher, then misvara, it's the same fundamental principle. That means the kelim is not bottled to the reshus. So kelim the meicher can't work b'shus lekeach, stating that the reason the Braitzer says you're automatically going is because it's probably b'keil of the lekeach, and if it's b'keil of the lekeach, and it's in the reshus lekeach, over there it's going to work. Either way, we're stopping here in middle of the topic of the third part of the daf, and that is whether or not Caleb Shalekeach Peshus Meicher is Kano or is not Meicher. So just to make a sikum, not on the whole daf, but on the three segments of the daf. The Mishnah talked about a Meicher Peris, the Mishnah talked about a Meicher Pishton in terms of the acquirer that wants to acquire this metalkalin, this Meshicha to consider, this Agba to consider, this Chatz to consider. There's also other kinyanim to consider that's not being discussed in this sugya. But the point is, these are the three that we're discussing in our sugya. We had the Mishnah, and from there we had a daf that really you could divide, it was a daf and a half that we just learned, into three groups. The first was a discussion whether or not, if there's a Meicher and a Lekeach, the Lekeach wants to acquire metalkalin from the Meicher, and he wants to acquire it using a simta as his chatzah. Can you or can you not? It's a very interesting, rather fascinating question. And the reason is because the simta really belongs to the lekeach. It also belongs to the meicher. Now that's in contrast to a reshus harabim that belongs to no one. The simta belongs to no one, but you could see it up. In English, you can, the hair, then maybe it really belongs to everyone. And therefore, yesh lachgar, right? There's mokum to hear to tzadim whether or not a person can use a simta or a chatzir shal shutfin for the same price to acquire b'chatzir or not to acquire b'chatzir. Second question was, Caliph shal adam is for sure an extension of him. It's viewed as being a chatzir. What about in a reshus harabim? Can you use your keli to acquire something for you in a reshus harabim or not? Why not? Your keli is a chatzir, so what should be the problem? The problem is maybe the only time your keli can operate as a chatzir is if you had permission to put the keli in that place. But if you didn't have a permission to put the keli in that place, so maybe over there it's not going to work. And that was the shayla. Well, the keli of shel adam is kind of b'shus rabbi. Not. It sounds like machlekes rabbi Shmuel on the one end, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish on the other hand. Papa said there was really no machlekes. Then we thought we had a mafurish price so that you could do it. It sounded like from the Gemara that really it's not something that's going to work. And then the third talking point and discussion of our sugi was whether Caliph Shalekeach is Koine B'Shos Meicher or it's not Koine B'Shos Meicher. The way the Rashbam explained the Shaila was, do you say that the Keli is bottled to the Rashos of the Meicher, so it's as if you want to buy something from someone else and use his own Rashos as your Chatzar, that can never work. Or maybe the Keli is not viewed as being in the bottle to the chatzah, you view it as being independent. If you view it as being independent, maybe it could work, right? The Gemara said that the flip side of this same shayla would be Caleb shall meicher b'shus lekeach. That's what came out in the cheshbon of the last Gemara that we learned. The Gemara had this big brice of arba midas b'meicherim. By the way, that arba midas b'meicherim was a little bit pun intended, right? Because the brice, when it says arba midas b'meicherim, probably means what it meant in the Mishnah, Pei Gimel Amud Beis. It's four midas, meaning there's four categories of meichrim, but there we're actually talking about mitos. We're talking about a measuring keli, melosh and medida. It's one of the confusing parts of going through the Rashbam's innovating, some of which we did, but either way, we're stopping that. Mitzugi Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick it up tomorrow.